Hi everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael, joined as always by my own chum, partner in crime. It's Elizabeth. Hey Elizabeth.
Michael, this is so exciting.
What a special day we have, because we are coming to you live. We are live on location for this episode.
Where are we, Michael?
Well, we just thought we're coming into springtime and the weather's getting a bit nicer, so we'll spend the day outdoors. We'll record outdoors. We'll find a nice park to sit down and record in.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan, right?
Yep.
But not just any park, is it?
No.
It's a very special park. Where are we?
We're in Central Park, New York City, baby.
New York City. Oh, Elizabeth, there's nothing like New York in the springtime. Oh, yeah, we've gone on a wee holiday. Because we don't live in New York, despite what our Twitter account says. We're on the road, so we thought where else would we go with a little bit of time off? But the city that never sleeps.
Yes, it's been very exciting. I know we've taken a short hiatus while we've been traveling around, but we figured this would be fun, and we wanted to do it in the park so that you could pick up the sounds and horrible sound quality of this microphone we're using, but hopefully we'll have some people yelling at each other, maybe a dog barking, you know, like a clown blowing up balloons, all the usual.
We just wanted to have an excuse for the bad sound quality as opposed to every other week when we're trying really hard and it still comes out rubbish. So yeah, I think it will turn out okay. We had a guy roller skating next to us. We've got people just on their merry way. We've got squirrels around us. We've got doggos and puppers just all over the place.
Uh-huh.
It's a magical place. So we've been in New York for a couple of days, just enjoying the sights of the city. It's been pretty good so far.
It's been very good.
At first, we wanted to record this episode in Central Park, the legendary coffee shop from Friends. We walked all around the city asking about it, and apparently it doesn't exist. It's closed down. Fit on hard times since 2004.
Yeah. They're like, forget it. No one's coming in anymore.
I thought I saw a homeless guy that looked a bit like Gunther. No.
God, I love Gunther.
He was on form this episode as well.
Absolutely was. There's a little Bastille in the background right now.
Do we?
Music's coming in from an unknown location as we survey the area.
It's just, there's nothing like New York in the springtime. It's just fantastic. So obviously Central Park, Elizabeth, very iconic.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who grew up in the UK, you know, Central Park was one of the famous locations that we always heard about in the USA. Does it ring true to you as well from your childhood? Was it an important location for you growing up? Was it something that you saw a lot in your favorite films and thought, oh yeah, there's a mad, like, do you get special feelings being here?
No.
Well, all right, great.
No, you know, I'd see it in films here and there, but no.
No special reverence for you? Well, you're a Bostonian girl through and through.
Sure am.
Fuck New York, right?
Go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox. We were in a little piano bar yesterday, and someone who wasn't us put in a request for Sweet Caroline, the Boston Red Sox anthem, and
shut down.
Somebody paid the piano guy like $40 to stop playing it. We got one verse in though, so we did not do that.
$40.
That is hatred right there, from one city to another. So yeah, even though we're in a different setting, hopefully this will inspire us. It's a different setting, but it's the same old shit, really. For people that haven't listened before, I'm a Friends fanatic that have seen episodes over and over again. You haven't seen any Friends now. Well, I say you have seen Friends now. You've seen almost 4 seasons of it.
Almost.
Because we are here to talk about season 4, episode 20, the one with the wedding dresses. Classic episode.
I think so.
Oh, classic, iconic, lots of stuff to talk about. And a classic episode for us because we're out and about on location in the sunshine.
Yeah.
If this works out, maybe we'll just go on little walks to record our episodes from now on.
Yeah.
Before we get to the nuts and bolts of the episode, would you like to play a little bit of bamboozle?
I sure would.
All right, I'm going to bamboozle you, Elizabeth.
Bamboozled.
So it's our Friends trivia game where I ask Elizabeth 5 Friends questions about episodes that she has seen before. Some of them pretty recently. And yeah, she tries to get a score out of tries to get the highest score out of five that she can possibly get. Her highest score to date is 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Which is pretty good going.
I'm impressing myself.
We invite you to play along at home as well, and you can tweet us your score once you listen to the episode. And if you bamboozled, if you got a higher score than Elizabeth, then congratulations, you bamboozled her. Last episode, you didn't do quite so well. 1.5 out of 5.
Oh, that is very bad.
Not great.
Nope.
But pretty consistent with some of your other scores.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Your first question, Elizabeth, is about the last episode that we watched. Which admittedly was a little while ago.
Yeah.
It was the one with all the haste. But my question is, in this episode, who woke Rachel up?
Oh my god. Okay. Who woke Rachel up? I'm gonna say Joey.
If I said, morning's here,
oh, morning is
here.
No.
Very disappointed we haven't been woken up by a singing guy yet.
But, at least I knew that it was Joey's, something with Joey.
How was it anything to do with Joey?
That was Joey's room.
No, that was her room. They were living there at the time.
Yeah, but it was Joey's room.
Yeah, you're clutching at straws.
Oh, God, fine.
All right, next one. What did Monica inherit from her Aunt Sylvia when she died?
A dollhouse?
Yeah, yes. She got the dollhouse. Good job. All right. At the end of season 3, or at the beginning of season 4, I suppose, Rachel wrote Ross a letter about her feelings. How long was the letter?
Oh, God. 18 pages front and back?
18 pages front and back? You got it, buddy.
Oh, that was right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were repeating because it was so ridiculous. And.
No, you nailed it.
Oh.
18 pages front and back.
Okay, I pulled that one out of my ass, to be honest here.
All right, 2 out of 3, not bad. Okay, next up. Where did Chloe work?
Chloe? Someone with a name. Chloe. Someone is Chloe. Who is Chloe?
Do you want me to tell you?
Girlfriend, maybe?
Do you want me to tell you who Chloe is?
Is Chandler's girlfriend?
No. He wishes.
Chloe. Yeah, who's Chloe?
Chloe was the lady that Ross did a kiss on when they were on a break. Or not on a break.
Oh, she worked at a fax and copy store?
Yeah.
And that's where she worked.
The Xerox place.
Yeah.
I can give you that.
Yes. I mean, you had to give me hints, though. Does it really count? Should I get a half?
No, I'll give you that.
Wow, all right. Very generous.
All right. You could tie your top score. There's an episode where Ross and Chandler are getting bullied by a couple of bullies in Central Park, and it ends up with a fight on the street. What did the bullies take from Chandler to kick this whole unpleasantness off?
I have no idea.
It was his baseball cap. He was wearing a hat, and they took it.
Oh, right. Yeah. You've never seen with a hat since.
Nope, never wore it. Well, that's why. He was traumatized.
Yes.
All right, 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'll take
that's
that.
That's okay. All right. You've never scored a 3 before.
Okay, just want to diversify a little. Just
plonking down there somewhat in the middle. If you did better than that, you can tweet us at FriendsPod, and we will give you a thumbs up when we read that tweet. And you'll get a shout out on the show, actually. It's been a while since our last episode. I'm sure other people have bamboozled you. I think Greggles did, so bad luck.
Come on.
All right, should we get into the episode?
Yes. I gotta say, it's pretty distracting to be here doing this because I keep looking and there's dogs running by and adorable little kids with their balloon animals and people roller skating.
It's a great thing.
Oh my god, look at that one. It's so fluffy.
All right, season 4, episode 20. The one with the wedding dresses. We do not have Wi-Fi in Central Park. Pfft, greatest city in the world. Don't even have Wi-Fi in Central Park.
Yeah, what the hell, New York?
So I can't look up the rating for the episode or when it aired, but it was probably around the middle of April 1998.
Like today?
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it will be today. The last one was April 9th, so probably not.
When would it be, you think?
Probably the 16th.
Oh, man.
Pretty close. the episode opens with Joey snoring, and Chandler is having none of it.
Yeah. The walls must be thin in his apartment if it wakes him up.
Chandler is mad, he's having none of it, he comes bursting in, he tries to wake Joey up. But Joey is a heavy sleeper.
I mean, he's shouting his name, Joey, 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 and he just kind of like starts talking to sleep. He's like, Joey, like, Joey, Joey.
Yeah, it's weird. He's having like, it's like he's having a sex dream, but he's saying his own name.
I mean, that's a choice, I guess. That's fine.
Well.
Made a choice. Wasn't the right choice. I would have done, if I was him, probably like, Joey, Joey. Because you think he's like running a race where people are chanting for you or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, should have got you on the writing team.
I know.
Yeah, so he kind of turns it dirty. He's like, Joey, Joey. So either he's just like into himself when he's having sex, or do you think that he was dreaming about having sex with himself?
Oh, I think he's just into himself.
Alright, fair enough. He then slams the door, and Joey wakes up, and he's like, you were snoring. And Joey was just like, sorry. He wasn't snoring that loudly, it has to be said.
No, but it seems like it's been going on for a while. Chandler's like, I cannot sleep. I can never sleep in here.
You don't just start snoring. I feel like, oh, well.
Well, this is a sitcom, Michael.
Oh, yes. Chandler goes up to Gunther in Central Perk, asks for some more coffee. Gunther is fixing him a cup of joe that Central Perk are so famous for. And Chandler tries to do a bit of small talk with him. He's sort of like, so, what do you like to do when you're not here? And Gunther's just like, you don't have to fill this silence. Chandler's just like, thanks.
So good.
Oh, Gunther.
It was so good.
Yeah, but I would have thought Gunther would be like itching for people to talk to him.
He probably doesn't care if Chandler talks to him, though. Like, if Rachel had come up, he probably would have answered.
Do we think that Gunther's actually a really cool guy and has lots of friends?
Well, he goes to their parties, so...
Every time, in fact.
I don't know what to think about him. He's just an anomaly.
He is an enigma. Chandler is on lots of coffee because he's so exhausted because of Joey's snoring. Should have just gone across the way and slept on Monica and Rachel's couch.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Had some earplugs.
He's going to take Joey to the sleeping clinic. Joey's like, no thank you. Monica gives a suggestion that you can just roll him over and he will stop snoring.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It works, actually. That's like a common...
Until they roll back.
Yeah, but I do hear that's helpful. If you roll over, it stops for at least a little while. Then you can maybe fall back asleep.
So that's
I don't really know
try.
The science behind that is, but I think he wants him to go to the sleep clinic because he could have some further issue.
He needs to give him a hug and then roll him away from him. It's that old technique that we established last season. Ross is in wedding prep mode. He is very chill, considering. Like he's getting married.
Yeah.
There's no date set yet, but that's not stopping Emily from getting her dress.
Right, she found one and there was only, you know, wasn't available when she was traveling, you know, when she was in the UK, but they found one in New York.
Yeah.
So there's only one left.
So Ross asks Monica to go pick it up for him because he doesn't want to see the dress before the big day.
Of course, it's bad luck.
So she's like, yeah, I'll do that for you. And he's like, thanks. And then he sticks his tongue down her throat.
Oh my God, it was so awkward. But it's almost like she didn't expect to have him go for where he went. It was like just the corner of her mouth, sort of. But he was going for the mouth. She was kind of going for like the cheek. And it was just awkward. And it was like, you just don't. It's not like they're in a different culture. Like they are Americans and I understand American culture.
You don't kiss
brother
on the
and
cheeks.
Sister, adult, regardless of age. Or like little kids, I guess is one thing. But no, you don't. Kissing on the cheek is fine, but you don't go for the mouth. It just makes me feel weird.
It's dredging up all that old stuff, all that old creepy stuff that we haven't talked about recently, because I think they have backed away from it, but it was so ever so present in series one.
Yeah.
And we don't want more of it. It's not a trope we want them to bring back. You can bring back turtlenecks, but we don't want the bloody creepy brother-sister stuff.
Nope.
Chandler makes a joke. It's like, oh, Emily's got you picking up her stuff already. You're so whipped. And then he goes like, whoopa.
Yeah, like shakes his hand a couple times.
And everyone's like, what the hell was that? He's like, you know, he's whipped. Whoopa. And Joey's just like, you're an idiot. It's whoosh.
Yeah, his was super good. Joey sounded exactly like a whip. I was
well,
very
he's
surprised.
An actor.
I know, but it was good. Whoosh. Something like that.
Oh, I'll tell you what. we had fun going whoopa on the playground back in 1998 after that jam came out.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, whipped, whoopa.
Nuh-uh.
Lads.
Oh my god.
So much fun. You know, if any of us had a girlfriend, it would have been fun. Monica, also while they're sitting like in Central Park, Ross is like, do you know where Rachel is? And Monica's like, I'll tell you where she is. She's upstairs in the apartment, not doing the dishes. And I'm not going to do them this time. And then, like, when that scene ends, we cut to their apartment and it's just like, it opens on a shot of the dishes just piled up in the sink. And you're just like, yeah, nice. Then it sort of pans back and Rachel's reading a magazine, but she's wearing like the rubber gloves.
She had every intention to start them.
Every intention to start them. Is that all that matters? That's
yes,
all that counts?
The intention.
I'd rather they were done.
Well, Monica's probably just going to redo them anyway because she likes everything done a certain way.
Slamming your pal Monica.
No, I appreciate her for that.
Anyway, Ross comes in. He wants to talk to Rachel. He's like, he just wants to make sure she's okay. They haven't really had a chance to talk since he got engaged, and he just wants to make sure she's okay. And she's just like, I'm fine. It's cool. And then he becomes very patronizing, and he gives her a hug and said, you hang in there. And she's just like, wow.
Yeah.
What a dick.
It's not great.
He's trying to be nice, but...
But he's implying that, like, her day will come someday if she just keeps trying.
Just keep plugging away.
Yeah, it's like, well, you don't rub your relationship in my face. It just... She was mad. Rightly so.
Yeah, so she insinuates that, like, her relationship with Joshua is going really great. Even after 4 dates.
Yeah, you know, she's saying, she said something like, you know, you're engaged and we've been on 4 really amazing dates where we're connecting so well. So it's basically like we're even.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh God, those choice of words.
So then Ross is like, well, we should go on a double date then. Let's set that up. Ugh, why? Don't do it.
I don't know.
Ugh, don't think Emily's going to be that chuffed either. We then cut across town to Beatrice's bridal shop, world famous. I think we walked past it today.
Ah, twice.
Yeah. Monica is looking at all the dresses, and she's just kind of in awe of them. She's like, oh, yeah, I love these dresses. Phoebe, not quite so taken by them. She's like, yeah, half these dresses are going to end up in divorce anyway. Oh, Phoebe. The proprietor of the dress shop mistakens Monica for Emily and's like, here's your dress, would you like to try it on? And Monica, she kind of laughs it off, but then she says yes to the dress.
It was such a good reaction. Like, she just kind of looked at her, realized what was happening, and then her face changed. She was like, yes. It was so good.
So she tries it on, and is it a nice dress?
The dress is fine, but it comes with this veil that has little crystals hanging all the way around her head. It just looks strange.
It's kind of Great Gatsby-ish.
Yeah, or like 80s almost.
Mm. So she's wearing it and she's like, oh, it looks so good. And then the proprietor is like, I'm closing now, you need to go. So the implication that she's been there for hours.
Yeah.
Just staring at herself in the dress.
Oh, but you know, in my experience, walking into a wedding dress store or a store with like really, really beautiful items of clothing that are expensive that you normally wouldn't buy, it's kind of exciting. And if you have the chance to try them on or look at them, you'd want to.
It's just magical.
Kind of is.
Even if it's your brother's fiance's dress.
I wouldn't try it on, but I would like to look at other ones in the store and things.
Joey's snoring continues. Chandler's like, all right, you're getting rolled over. So he goes to roll him over, but like Joey's naked.
Yeah, and he's just spread eagle on the bed.
He gives him an eyeful.
Oh!
His Italian sausage.
Oh my God.
And Chandler's just like, you're going to that bloody clinic. Come back to Monica in her apartment. She's bitching about the dishes not being done. So they're like, oh, Rachel, do them. Then she looks over and the wedding dress is hanging up. And then just cut to, she's wearing the dress.
She wears the full thing, the veil, the dress, everything. She's in it, ready to go. And she's, you know, just around the apartment, finishing up the dishes. It's just a bad idea.
It's a dangerous game you're playing,
what
Monica.
What if you spilled something?
My God, can you imagine?
Ugh.
The wedding would be ruined.
Indeed.
there's a knock on the door and she panics and she's wanting to change and Phoebe's like, no, you gotta let me in right now. So she's like, all right, I'll let you in. She opens the door and Phoebe's wearing a dress as well.
Yeah, she is.
Phoebe, what are you doing?
They just stare at each other and they're both in dresses. It's so funny.
I don't really understand. What?
Because she saw the appeal. Like, after a while and Monica's reaction, she's like, you know what? Shoot, let me just get in on this.
Joey has to stay awake for his clinical trial, so he's not happy about that. Rachel comes around to Chandler and Joey's apartment, and they give her kudos. You're like, you're handling this Ross thing very well. And she's like, I don't know if I'm handling it so well. And then she's like, well, the only thing that's kind of keeping me together is she doesn't think they're actually going to get married. She's going to be like, they're going to be engaged for a year, and then they're going to realize they're making a big mistake, and that'll be that.
Because she loves him.
No, that's not it. She loves Joshua.
No, she doesn't.
You don't know.
She loves Ross. We all know it.
So anyway, she's confident the wedding won't actually take place because Ross will probably find some way to fuck it up.
As he does.
With everything.
Yeah.
But no sooner has she uttered those words than Ross comes in and he's like, hey, set your calendars for a month. Getting married.
30 days.
Plenty of time.
What?
Plenty of time. They're looking for a May wedding. They're just like, well, everything else has been so unconventional about this relationship. We just thought we'd keep on going. Let's just power through without stopping to think of the consequences and just in the blind hope that it'll probably work out all right for the rest of our lives together.
And also their venue was important because, what's her name?
Emily.
His parents got married at a certain place and it was going to be torn down or renovated or something, and they only had a month to do it, so they just kind of booked it based on that. I think if the venue hadn't been so special, they would have waited.
Probably.
Yeah. Look at that one. It's really fluffy. Look at him walk. Hold on. He's going to be done in a second.
So this obviously shocks Rachel a little bit. And Joey's checking his calendar. And he's like, oh, I'm going to be menstruating that day or something. And he's like, oh, never mind. This isn't my calendar.
I don't really get why that was needed at all. I just don't understand.
It got a big laugh.
But whose was it? Like one of the girls?
Yeah, well, you would assume so.
Well, yeah, but like one of his girlfriends or
yeah,
like...
Yeah, Monica probably. Monica's the sort of person that would char that stuff.
It's just, I don't know. I guess that's okay. I don't know. It just didn't land for me.
It got a huge laugh from the studio
from
audience.
From the studio audience.
And a huge laugh from me. So, well worth it. Because the thought of periods is as hilarious as it is disgusting.
I resent that. Like, any of us want to have a period or choose to have a period?
Oh boy, you seem very sensitive about it.
Oh my.
All right, moving on. We then cut to Rachel in Central Perk. She's all antsy. She's just kind of like, all twitchy and fidgety. Joshua comes in.
I hate the way she says his name. I hate it. I can't tell if she's putting on an act or if that's just the way she says it.
No, she's like making it sound like reverent or something. I don't know.
Joshua. I hate it.
He comes in. She is acting all weird. She's just like, oh, things are going so great, but like we're not being crazy enough. We're not being spontaneous enough. We should get married. And he's just like, no thanks. I'm not divorced yet. And we've been out for 4 dates. So
yeah, it's...
I'm good.
She's trying way too hard because she wants to be with Ross and she wants to be on the same level as him.
That's not why.
Oh my god, I need someone to confirm. Oh my god, look at that one. I need someone to confirm that is true. She is sad and she's trying to... You know when like you get out of a relationship and then you see your ex with like someone super hot, or you see them doing all these things and you want to compete and you want to also show that you're having fun too. Mm-hmm. That's what she's trying to do.
At any rate, she seems to have scared off old Joshua. He's having none of it. Elizabeth is being distracted by dogs.
I'm sorry, but this one's super cute.
It's just so... like all the other ones.
No, but look at him. He's behind the gate. How'd you get back there? Oh, he wants to come out. Look at...
Joey's at the sleep clinic. He's fallen asleep even when people are talking to him. Chandler spies what you described as a mousy blonde girl from across the waiting room.
Very mousy, yes.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to her. And then Joey falls asleep and he dreams of talking to her. And he sort of falls asleep and dreams. And he's like, how you doing in his sleep? And Chandler takes that opportunity to go over, and he's charming.
Yeah.
He's not really known for his charm.
Right.
He wins over old Marjorie. She seems a bit smitten by him.
So they're going to go on a date?
Well, we'll see. Monica and Phoebe are wearing their wedding dresses and having a fine old time in her apartment. They're tossing the bouquets to one another and pretending to catch it, and they're being, yay! Who had the better wedding dress at this point?
God, they're both so different. I think I liked Phoebe's more, to be honest. I don't really like spaghetti straps on wedding dresses. I think it kind of takes the, I don't know, prettiness out of it. It becomes too simple.
You're alienating a lot of our listeners on that kind of
talk. Oh, I'm sorry. Just personally, my preference is I do not like spaghetti straps as much as other things. But it's still beautiful.
So they toss the bouquet a bit, and then they realize what they're doing is a little bit on the sad side. And they're like, we should stop. And they're like, yeah, in like 30 minutes.
Aww.
We then cut to them both at Central Perk looking glum. They miss their dresses. They're wearing normal clothes now.
Yeah, they're looking down like, oh God, like, I forgot what it's like. I just don't feel special anymore. And then you see Monica kind of cross her legs and pick up her coffee. She's like, I know. And on around her thigh, she has a garter on, which is, you know, something you'd wear under a dress. It's supposed to be one of those, your husband takes it off you and the wedding night, whatever. And,
in front of everyone, right?
There's that. You can do that at the reception, too. But, yeah, so it's pretty hilarious. She still kept one little piece on. I feel like that's okay. That could be her little special thing that she needs to show to the world. She wants to feel good about herself or whatever.
It's Emily's, though. You're overlooking the fact that it belongs to his soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Chandler comes in all happy because he's landed himself a date with Mousy Marjorie.
Marjorie.
And he's like, yeah, there's this cute girl. Joey wanted to talk to her as well, but she chose me. And they're all like, how did that happen? And he's like, because I'm cool. And then they're like, seriously. And he's like, oh, well, Joey was asleep. Joey comes in from the clinic. He's wearing a mouth guard. He's like, this is going to stop me snoring. And they're like, you don't have to wear it right now. And he's like, I know, but it tastes good.
It's kind of a funny line. I don't know how a mouth guard would stop him from snoring, though. It just looks like that would stop him from grinding his teeth.
I think it would muffle it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think it would stop the problem.
I don't think it's a good idea.
No.
I don't think it's a good idea. If you sleep on your back, it's not a good idea to have, like, something in your mouth.
Well, it's not. You're not going to choke on it.
Wow.
You'll probably just spit it out, if anything.
Hope not. Monica's packing up the wedding dress. The party's got to end at some time. Rachel is trying to mend fences with Joshua. She leaves a message on his voicemail. She's feeling a bit down. She's like, well, I think it's over, but I don't think I'm that sad about the fact that it's over. I think I'm more sad about Ross.
Told you.
She just kind of thought that at some point down the line they would get back together. And Monica's like, we all thought that. Did you think that?
I still think they will.
No. No. He's getting married.
No, come on. They would not do this to the Friends universe.
You don't think the marriage is going ahead?
They might get married, but I don't think it'll last.
We'll have to see. Ross comes in. He's all excited for the double date, and Rachel's like, well, it's not going to be a double date anymore because I broke up with Joshua. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, and he gives her a hug. And then he stares at her really intensely. You're like, please stop doing this.
I know. I thought that maybe he would kiss her or something. It's he was like, just staring at her.
He thought he was going to kiss her? That would be so weird. Yeah. He's engaged. He loves Emily.
We'll see.
It's just weird. Just the intense staring stuff that he used to do when, like, they were, will they, won't they? When they were a real Ross and Rachel relationship.
Right.
So he leaves. The girls are like, oh, Rachel, we know what'll cheer you up. Then cut to, they're all wearing wedding dresses.
Yep, Phoebe and Monica are back in the ones that they originally had on, and Rachel's in an off-the-shoulder type one, and they're all just sitting on the couch having popcorn and drinks. It's awesome.
Good to know that your girls will be there for you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God, they were there for you when the rain starts to fall. And then there's a knock at the door, and they're like, oh, God. They thought it was going to be Chandler. It's like, oh, Chandler wanted to borrow candles for his date or something. And they're like, oh, we can't let her see it. And Rachel's just like, nah, it's okay, it's fine. And she goes to open the door, she flings it open, she's trying to be funny, she's like, I do. And she opens the door, and it's not Chandler. Who's standing there?
It's Joshua.
It's Joshua.
Oh my God. I was mortified for her, honestly.
Did you not see that coming?
No.
Did you think it was going to be Chandler?
Yes.
Oh.
It totally got me.
They got you.
I was like, oh my God, no. And then he just basically was like, yeah, I'm good, and walks away.
And then she's like, yep, that's probably going to do it.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't care about him.
Will you miss Joshua?
No.
Why?
He was just there.
He was good. He's been a big part of our lives. He's been in quite a few episodes.
Nah, he's fine.
You know, we saw him from his early days of buying a new wardrobe, and now whirlwind relationship with Rachel. We met his parents, and now it's over.
I think I'll be okay.
I'll miss him. And then the episode ends with Chandler in bed. Things have gone rather well with Marjorie by the looks of it.
I know.
They're all cuddled up. It's worth noting that she was at the sleep clinic because she has issues talking in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see that firsthand. It first starts off with just a little... Nah, blah, 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 and then she just starts, like, screaming. Like she's being murdered. She's like, ah! Like sounds night like, terrors.
Yeah, night terrors. More than talking in your sleep.
Yeah. It was a little bit misleading, Marjorie.
Mm-hmm. So then, Chandler's freaked out.
Yeah, and then Joey comes in, and he's like, dude, I'm trying to get some sleep, because he's got his mouth guarded. And the episode ends. And that was the one with the wedding dresses. Did you like that one?
I did. Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it fine. I thought it was more about, like, the little things that were going on rather than, like, the storyline, the big storyline stuff.
I like that, though.
Like, I thought Gunther was really great. Oh, there was a bit... in Central Perk when Rachel asked Joshua if they want to get married and he goes no, and then Gunther's just like, you idiot!
Hey, so it leaves Rachel open for Gunther.
True, he should be happy.
Yeah.
Did you spotted the glaring continuity error
sure
in this episode
did.
As well.
Yeah, so in Joey and Chandler's apartment at one point their little doodle pad on the wall said get out, and it's said that for a while, and then in one shot when Ross comes in and is talking to them, you just see it say, poop. And then 5 seconds later, it says, get out again.
Oh, did it start get out and then go to poop?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I only saw poop. I made a note of poop, and then you were like, oh, the doodle thing has changed.
No, it started as get out, went to poop, and then went back to get out.
You know what?
Get out, poop, get out!
You know what? Friends and friends people, if you're going to have your fun little jokes on the doodle board... you better be consistent with it, because we won't stand for these continuity errors. You think no one's watching, we're watching.
I really have a sharp eye on the mm-hmm. little details.
That's
so.
All we care about, the little details. So buck up your ideas.
So how many episodes left in this season for us?
I mean, you asked me when I don't have access to that information, but there's a few more. There's
okay.
probably 3, maybe 4 episodes left. I think it finishes with a double episode as well, which we'll do all in one episode, I'm pretty sure, when we're back in our studio. But we know now that the wedding's in 4 weeks, and we're going to see the wedding this season?
Maybe the last episode.
That will be exciting.
Probably the last episode, because they always leave it on a cliffhanger.
And where are they getting married again?
In a place that her parents did.
Oh, where do you think that is?
I think it was like some sort of church or some sort of building, I don't know.
In New York?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well,
unless I misheard.
Well, we will just have to wait and see. The next episode is the one with the invitations, I believe.
Okay, so the wedding planning's really going for it.
I mean, you've got 4 weeks, maybe not even send out the invitations.
Right.
How are you going to get those out in time?
Just knock on people's doors.
There's not enough
can
time,
you come?
Elizabeth.
Thanks.
There's not enough time. We know Gunther's going to be there, surely. He's invited to all the parties,
of
so
course.
He's going to be there with bells on. All right, well, I'm not sure if they're picking up, but there seems to be some gentlemen across the way from us who have just started blasting out some lovely music. So maybe we'll nip this in the bud and walk around Central Park and have a little boogie to some music.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you all very much for listening. We hope that the audio quality on this hasn't been too bad and you've been able to hear us, and, you know, we're competing with wind and background noise and Elizabeth being distracted by dogs. But
that one's wearing a sweater.
It really is. Thank you all very much for listening. You can find us at Friends Pod. You can, you know all this by now. Tell a friend, help us out on all that. Let's go and enjoy this great city a little bit more.
You know why, Michael?
Because there's nothing like New York in the springtime.